Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Norris. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The DH, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Decker. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Decker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Rudy reaches third base with a triple. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Carew steals second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Carew steals home. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner takes first base on ball 4. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garner. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Garner steals second. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Rudy hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Bando moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Decker fields it and throws to home to get Bando. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garner hits a line drive into right field. Ford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ford. Williams scores. Campaneris moves to third. Garner moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball towards right. Washington settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Washington. McKay moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. McKay moves to third. Heil moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards the mound. Norris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. North is called out on strikes. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Rudy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to third. Bando moves to second. Steve Luber now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garner takes first base on ball 4. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, North hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Randall makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Randall. North moves to second. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Roof and he is safe. North steals third. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-2 in the game. Hile takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Hile goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Steve Bry pinch hits for Steve Braun. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to home to get Carew. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bry moves to second. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bry scores. Weiniger moves to third. It's 4-3, Twins. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to home to get Weiniger. Ford moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Hile now playing left field. Steve Bry now playing center field. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Heil is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 4, Twins, 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-3 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Carew steals second. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-3 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Danny Thompson. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Randall strikes out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing shortstop. Bill Campbell now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Larry Lintz pinch runs for Sal Bando. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. The throw from roof and he is safe. Lintz steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams is walked intentionally. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-4 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive towards short. Gomez catches it and throws to second to double up Lintz. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Ken McMullen now playing third base. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Haney and he is out, Garner applying the tag. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Garner hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar pinch hits for Larry Haney. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. North hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats North for the out. Tovar moves to second. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Hosley now catching. Jim Todd now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Butch Weiniger. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ford strikes out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-4 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Terrell moves to third. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Baylor steals third. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay has Baylor trapped. There's the throw to Roof and back to Gomez, who tags Baylor for the out. McMullen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Williams is walked intentionally. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-5 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay juggles the ball. That's an error on McKay. McMullen moves to third. Williams moves to second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Garner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McKay bunts towards the mound. Todd fields it and throws to first for the out. Randall moves to second. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a pop-up towards first. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew is walked intentionally. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-3 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randall scores. Carew moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.